The Park City Council has a busy agenda for its final meeting of the year, as well as Mayor Dana Williams and City Council member Alex Budwinski's final meeting. The City Council is scheduled to approve a contract with regard to the remodel on the Library Center. There are several options for a temporary library building during the renovation. Economic Development Director Jonathan Weidenhammer says it may be the Miners Hospital, the site the library was located before it moved to its current location at the Carl Winters Building.
It's very small and very tight and not ideal, but there's some really neat ideas about its place in the community and its ties to, you know, the neighborhood. And Adrienne, the new librarian, you know, she thinks that's one of the most neat and unique things of our history, and kind of remembering that if we do go back to Miners is a fun story that we'd, you know, we'd be interested in telling. The other spaces are a little bit bigger, but they're not a whole heck of a lot bigger. One's about 5,000 and one's about 8,000 square feet. But we're looking forward to shrinking that construction project as much as we can so we can get that new building open as soon as we can.
City Manager Diane Foster says three nonprofits will also be in during Thursday's City Council meeting to ask for some emergency funding. One of those is the Summit County Justice Center. Another is the Leaders for Life program,
which is a effort by a number of people in town, as well as our police chief. And then the third one is Promise Park City, which is a program about enrolling uninsured population in health care programs. There's a committee made up of two council members and staff. On the third, they want a Leaders for Life. They just want to go back and recommending, asking for a little bit more information. The committee very much thinks it's a worthy program.
Council will also consider some new regulations for those who rent out their homes through sites like VRBO.
The intention is simply to ask people to get a business license and get inspected and come into compliance.
The general plan was scheduled to be voted on this week, but council has extended that deadline until early March. So instead, says Foster, a new schedule for meetings will be approved at this week's meeting.
They're probably in a position where they could approve the general plan and then make tweaks in the future. But given the public input, it looks like council is willing to extend it a little bit more, January and February, and then do final approval in March. And that's both to allow for more public input, which they've appreciated, as well as to give the new planning commissioners a look at this. So staff will make a recommendation on the meeting schedule, a joint meeting schedule, as well as they'll probably add some planning commission meetings in January.
That's City Manager Diane Foster and Economic Development Director Jonathan Weidenhammer. Council meets today in work session beginning at 5 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.